I'm one of your hosts, Matt Mann, emanating to you live from the Palatial Bagwine Digs in Springfield, Ohio. And sitting next to me, a mere 800 miles away, is...
Hola, bitches! It's the J-Man in my luxurious studios here in Redneckville, Arkansas. Glad everyone could join us today. How are we doing, Matt Mann?
I'm doing fine, Jay, and how about yourself?
I'm doing excellent, and you're not nearly as loud as you were before the show started when we were talking. Do you have a volume control there?
It's all
as
the way
in speak up, louder.
Jay. How's that?
Okay. Okay, I can hear you.
Ah, that's great. So what'd you do prior to the show today, Jay? Anything good?
I did just tons and tons and tons of show prep by looking over the Fantasy Football League draft.
Well, I pretty much did the same thing. And it's kind of funny that you mentioned that. And for those of you who don't know, Jay runs a Fantasy Football League, the Open Bar League, and he has for 3 years. And I won it all last year. And this kind of segues into what we were going to kind of talk about today, and pet peeves is one of those things. Can you imagine what my pet peeve might be, Jay?
Having a clue.
Okay, that's great. Well, I looked at the results of the picks this morning, and I saw I was picking 12th out of 12 teams.
Wonder how that happened.
I don't know, because I think I was already signed up. It's not like I signed up late this year. And then I noticed that some hot chick was first.
Totally random.
Random, I see.
Yeah, totally random.
Okay.
You think that I would try to, you know, fix something like that? I'm offended.
No. Well, and actually, I'll have to go back and look. Because I bet the last five or six people are all men, and the first five or six people are all women.
Very, very, very weird.
Except for yourself, of course, who you worked in the mix right in the middle of everything.
Yeah. So in the chat room, they're saying they can barely hear Matt Mann.
Dang. I don't know what the problem is. Is it getting any better?
You'll need to. Just be sure to speak loudly.
I am speaking as loudly as I can.
Oh, okay. Well, they'll deal with it.
Okay.
And just to let everybody know, I called into the show using the new Google Chat feature, and it's fantastic. Works beautifully, or the Google Call feature through the Gmail. And it works just awesome. Just awesome. Very happy with it.
Oh, well, maybe I'll try that next week.
Yeah, you could do it.
I'll do that.
Okay, well, now you're actually louder than you were a few minutes ago.
Well, I try.
Okay, well, that's all we can ask of you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, real quick, though, got a shout-out to our listeners in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia, because I know they're listening today. And Frankie Bondo was worried about the yaks, waking up the yaks at 11 p.m. their time. But little does he know, yaks are actually night owls, and they love the soothing sounds of talk radio in the evening. So.
Right. And probably they're not awake anyway. They're not awake anyway because they're probably dinner.
A little grilled yak for dinner tonight.
I'm making five bean chili tonight.
I'm having spaghetti tonight.
Very good.
Excellent. So, and oh, I've got one other thing that I just want to mention to everybody, because I know somebody is going to bring it up at some point. I'm surprised they haven't already. If you look on the show page, the show name actually says M with stupid. There's no apostrophe after the I. Yes, I do know that. But it wouldn't let me put one there. Okay, so just let it go, people.
That's funny. It's funny how editing always gets you.
Yeah.
And,
well, it just wouldn't let me put one. It said, characters other than letters and numbers not allowed. So, there we go.
There you go. And
if you didn't notice that there should be an apostrophe in that word, then you've come to the right show because you're with stupid.
But that's not really.
14 people in the chat room now.
We're living large.
Yes, we are. So
you mentioned me to me the other day when we had our pre-production staff meeting that you thought pet peeves would be a good topic to discuss. And
I did.
Yes, and it's kind of funny that you bring up the apostrophe and I'm with stupid, because one of my pet peeves is people who use Google Reader.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
No, I am serious. And you probably happen to be one of them, don't you?
Yes, I am. And in fact, if I can't put your blog in my Google Reader, I probably don't read your blog. Certainly not every day.
Here's the problem I have with Google Reader, and it's all because of me. And it all comes back to me because it's all about me. When I write a post, I write that baby in 20 minutes, and it's, when I first hit publish, it has got errors, words omitted, grammatical mistakes, misspellings. And if you have Google Reader and you come and read me, my website through Google Reader, you get all that, don't you?
Yeah, because when you go back and edit, it doesn't get edited in Reader, just on the actual blog.
I know. And that's what ticks me off. So you don't get to find polished product that I put out there every day for the masses. And it hurts.
Well, that's unfortunate. And I see Frankie Bondo saying he has no idea what Google Reader is. Frankie is one of the people whose blog cannot be put in Google Reader because he has his feed turned off. But that's okay, because, you know, it's his blog and he gets to do what he wants with it. I'm not
true.
Complaining. I'm just pointing things out.
Of course you are. I don't use it either. I never have. Because
same goes for people who have private blogs. Your private blog cannot be put into Google Reader either.
Yeah. But see,
that makes me very first sound file of the day. Drink.
Hey, we're pretty good at that. We were doing them every 10 seconds last week.
Yeah, we were.
And giggling like 12-year-olds, nonetheless. But see, I was writing where, I forget who said it, but they always said, write drunk, edit sober. And that's what I do. So if you read me through Google Reader, that's what you're getting. You're getting drunk Matt Man.
Well, drunk Matt Man is a, you know, pretty happy Matt Man.
I think you were going to say a better Matt Man.
the phone lines are open, 661-244-9852. Feel free to give us a call if you have some pet peeves you want to talk about, or, well, hell, anything you want to talk about at this point.
Well, I mentioned a couple of mine. Do you have any that?
I'll go right ahead. Just go right ahead. Let's go. We're 11 minutes into this bitch.
Any pet peeves you have off the top of your head? Definitely not.
Yeah, well, I have some written down somewhere. If I can track them down, I'll let you know. Go ahead. What's your big one? You going to start with Glenn Beck? Is that where you're going?
Well, I wasn't going there yet. I was saving the Beckster.
Oh, all right. Okay, well, I did. There was one little pet peeve this morning that I noticed as I was enjoying my morning by turning on Everyday Italian on Food Network and Giada De Laurentiis, that ever since she had the kid, she has decided that that she's going to tone down the cleavage display. And I think that's exactly the wrong way to go. You know, she's probably doing this, you know, oh, I'm a mom now, I need to be more responsible. I disagree. Should go the opposite direction. Once you're a mom, it is now time to really flaunt your MILFness. People aren't watching that show for her cooking. I mean, it's Italian cooking. What, you know, you don't really cook much in Italian. You just kind of assemble stuff and throw some pasta in a pot, you know. Exactly. You get pour a little Prego sauce in with your meat, and you come on. That's all you do.
And then you say bruschetta six times.
And spaghetti. So.
Uh huh. And then you have.
Okay. Now it's your turn, Matt.
There was a couple.
We might do show prep next week.
Well, we will. This week was not a good week for me. Drive by Mikey, who I adore, was off, and I was busy. I mean, busy thinking about the show, but I never really got to put it down on the paper.
Well, that's just.
But anyway, seriously, I did. There's one thing, and I have mentioned this several times before. One thing that is a pet peeve of mine, and it irritates me to no end, is that in Major League Baseball, no one knows how to bunt anymore. I think
this is true. They do suck at that. For even the pitchers, who really don't do anything but bunt most of the time, suck at it.
They can't do it. I know. It's terrible. It's like a fly swatter. Ooh, don't hit me. Let me hit the ball. Oh, God. It's embarrassing is what it is. You're getting paid $10 million a year, and you can't stick out a piece of wood and hit a ball.
That's outrageous.
Okay, I'm pretty much done. Thank you, folks.
Well, I tell you, my baseball pet peeve is, you know, you're watching the game, and you got some pitcher up there who probably doesn't belong in the league yet, and he's throwing every slop pitch he can think of, and he walks the bases loaded, and then a batter comes up who's also a rookie, and he swings away at the first pitch. You know, the pitcher hasn't thrown a strike in the last 30, 45 minutes, and yet he comes up swinging away. It just drives me crazy.
Make him. Yeah, I know.
Hey, we have a caller.
We do. And it would be Mr.
Scarborough, Maine. Hello.
Hello. How are you doing? Why aren't you coming on?
Judge Roy Bean, you're on.
Are you on? Judge Roy Bean, go ahead.
Anytime now. Judge Roy Bean, you're on.
We had a Scarlet Man in the queue.
Judge Roy Bean. Judge Roy Bean, you're on.
Can't hear me.
You're on. Yes,
you're
on. I can hear you.
Oh, you can hear me.
Yeah.
Oh.
A little technical glitch there, but we're all right.
Okay, so we're here. Then. Right? We're here, right?
We are here, yes.
Get good. I just thought maybe if you guys wouldn't mind, I'd like to be here just talking, and maybe we can yak. I don't have anything against bunters in major baseball. No gripe about that.
Okay.
Well, thanks for that.
That's 2-1-4. So is there anything that ticks you off?
Yeah.
Oh, you want to know about me?
Yeah, other than this show.
Well, I could see that you need some real help, so I called in.
Hi-oh! So what's happening today, Judge?
I'm just waking up. I like the feeling I got about your show. You guys seem pretty sincere and such. I don't know about that bunting gripe. Was your buddy really being real? Do you really think that nobody can bunt anymore?
There's very few who do it well.
Is that right?
Very good at it.
Is that right?
They're not very good at it, especially the St. Louis Cardinals.
Oh boy, I got a friend not like you.
Yeah, Tony La Russa's too busy hanging out with Glenn Beck, and he's forgetting to have his coaches teach people to bunt. A couple weekends ago in Chicago, back-to-back days, they have runners on late in the game with a chance to either tie or win the game and pop the bunt straight up in the air. Guys that should be able to do it can't. Very frustrating.
He pop-flied a bunt?
Yes.
How do you pop fly bunts?
Well, you know, the pitcher's thrown with a high fastball, and instead of laying off of it, he tries to bunt it, and he pops it straight up in the air.
That means you'd have to jump up in the air to hit that ball if he's trying to bunt it.
No, it's because they just don't know their physics.
Yeah.
The ball goes to the ground. You bunt it to the ground.
But he bunted a high pitch. You can't do that.
Sure you can.
Exactly. Well, not if it's up near your eyeballs.
You're right.
And that's what they were doing. That's what I was saying. They just, you know, instead of just, you know, taking the pitch and waiting for a good one, mm-hmm. they pop it up in the air.
Yeah,
I can see this bunting thing's going nowhere with you.
Oh, you talking to me?
Yeah.
The great bunt argument of 2010.
The great bunt argument. That's good. Well, no, it's not going to go anywhere with me, but you're not making a good point here. He threw a high ball. He probably had to jump up in the air to make the bunt, and you're saying that he should have hit it? I don't get it. I don't understand.
Maybe he should just take that pitch.
Take it?
There's an idea.
I know it's crazy.
You mean swing at it?
You don't watch a lot of baseball, do you, Judge?
Well, I used to, but I've got most of the terms down. Take it. Does that mean pass or take a shot at it?
Just let it pass and let the guy in blue call it a ball.
Ah. That yes, you're right. I don't know much about baseball.
Okay, let's try this one, Judge. Another one of mine that I hate. Do you do any interstate driving?
So I have, yes.
Okay. How do you feel about people who don't know how to merge?
Well, what are you talking about? Those people that are considerate and thoughtful and let the faster cars go by, or are you talking about the people that just jump in front of you and go 40 miles an hour?
Well, you're halfway there with me. We have 50% agreement here.
Okay.
Yeah, the people who cut across the gore, that's what it's called. I know these things.
Uh-huh.
before the ramp ends, they piss me off too. But when you say people who slow down and be considerate,
uh-huh.
that screws everything up. You should not slow down and be considerate. When you hit that ramp and you try to merge, you've got to hit it full speed and get over, because if you don't, it throws off the rhythm of the entire interstate highway system constructed by Eisenhower back in the 50s.
If you've got a semi going 75,000 miles an hour down the highway and you're only going 30, do you think it's a good idea to jump in front of him? I don't.
To maintain speed, because when you don't, not only are you screwing everything up, you're giving Eisenhower, and in fact, the United States of America, a black eye.
Eisenhower. Poor Eisenhower. What do you got? Have you got a Maserati?
Well,
a Maserati here?
The whole idea behind the merge lane is for you to get up to speed. You know, try that little accelerator thing there next to the brake.
Well,
and if you have
true.
A car that can't get up to 70 miles an hour in a decent amount of time, then trade your smart car in on a good old-fashioned American muscle car.
Or a Toyota, who has no problem self-accelerating.
Now, are you telling me that...
It's the problem.
Are you guys telling me that folks like myself who like to cruise... I have a PT Cruiser, by the way. I like to cruise. I don't like to speed down the road. I don't like to jump on. I don't like to go 60 miles an hour. I like to, take my time.
Could we go
the
back
old PT snoozer, huh?
Yeah, I was going to say... You know that's built on the same frame as a Neon.
Are you going to criticize my car?
Which is built on the same frame. Which was built on the same frame as the old Reliant K cars, which is what I had when I went to college.
No wonder I feel so comfortable in it. I know exactly where the tire placement is. I could hit a needle in a haystack. With my tires and not even look at it. I know the distance. You guys know what I'm talking about here?
Not really. I kind of
have a clue.
When you said hitting a needle in a haystack with your tires.
Well, back in the old days, just to give you a little information, when you had hoods, you used to be able to line that up with your lane. Say what?
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, okay. used to be able to line that up with wherever you're driving. You know, if you're driving down a one lane road, then you could line that up with the line that goes down the middle. If it's if you're in traffic, you could line up your. I don't know if you guys know what I'm talking about here.
I've never known a one-lane road to have a line down the middle. But
so now you're going to criticize the way I explain things.
On.
My gosh.
Scarborough, Maine, you're on.
I must be a baby boomer because no one else would admit to owning a PT Cruiser. How could you say that, Dana? That's my feelings are hurt.
Yeah, poor baby.
Just what you said.
We have another caller.
Scarborough, Maine. Hello.
we have a.
I thought that. Was
okay.
You're on the air.
Am I on the air?
You're on the air.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Thanks. So we're talking about pet peeves and driving. Is that the topic?
Yes.
Well, pet peeves in general, but...
Well, in regards to driving, my biggest pet peeve, I live out in California, and the biggest pet peeve that I have are people who pass up right instead of passing up left.
I'm with you there.
Oh, yes.
And the reason the reason I have that pet peeve is because they're total wusses. Instead of going in the fast lane and going faster, they go into the slower lane to go faster.
You have a great point there. You should always learn or know when you're driving, you overtake people, not undertake them.
Isn't that the difference between offensive driving and defensive driving?
No.
Or am I wrong?
The difference between smart driving and stupid driving.
Smart and stupid.
That's right.
It's the whole concept of the show here.
And another pet peeve I have about driving are the people who drive fast in the slow lane in the first lane. If you're going to drive fast, drive in the fast lane. What's the point? I don't understand. I have no clue about it. I don't understand why they do that.
I don't either, and I'll tell you what. And it kind of brings up another point, and it kind of goes with this. If you're going to pass me, Don't come alongside and look
don't
at
flash your, Don't flash your freaking lights. Don't flash
exactly.
the lights.
Exactly. Don't blow your horn either.
Yeah. We don't do that out here in California because people, you know, have road rage. So we flash the lights.
Hey, I had somebody, speaking of PT Cruisers, he insulted me. He, you know, in California, I live on the West Coast in California. He said that I had an old lady's car. That really upset me.
I believe you do.
you're very sensitive.
I don't know anyone who drives a PT Cruiser that is not an old lady. I don't know.
Oh my! You know. I had the words. You know, when the PT Cruiser came out 10 years ago, if I had my druthers and I had no money at the time, I would have had a PT Cruiser, and I was not. A little bit older I'm a little bit older now. I'm not going to date myself, I don't think. But it was a cool car. How could you criticize my car, man?
Here's why. When I was training for a bank, training for a job for a bank. The lady training us was an older fat lady, and she was all about getting a purple PT Cruiser.
Oh, God.
And that thought just. It's stuck in my head.
The visual.
Do I really want to be this old lady in my purple PT Cruiser?
You're killing me, man. Purple. That's
but, you
good,
know,
that's
no.
Good
but
work.
I'm no better. I drive a Hyundai. So you know who am I to criticize? You know who am I to criticize? So you know.
But, caller, I wanted to ask you. You know, you're complaining about people driving fast and in the right lane and passing you. Are you one of these people that gets into the middle lane and camps out 5 miles an hour below the speed limit? Because that's one of my pet peeves.
Wait, say it again. I don't get it.
But you get in that middle lane. You know, people get into that middle lane, and they just stay there, and they drive like about, you know, like speed limit 65, and they go about 60, 62, and they just kind of stay there, You know, you come up in the middle lane, you have to pass them, and they're really holding up traffic.
Okay,
are you one of those people?
Okay, yes, but in my defense, I drive a Hyundai. My car does not stop on a dime. If I go past,
well, maybe you should be driving the right lane.
Oh,
with the scaredy cat.
If I drive in the right lane, the first lane, then I have the pet peeve where the guy gets pissed off about people merging. You know? Either way.
He's right about that.
I'm asked either way. So
you know,
kind of
squeezing
you.
My
car.
Friend over here.
Huh?
They're squeezing you, man.
Yeah, no. Essentially, I just need a better car. That's basically what it comes down to.
Can I take that question?
Sure.
I think that anybody that's driving 5 miles below the speed limit is probably a very balanced driver because most people are driving 10 miles over the speed limit. Isn't it okay to drive 5 miles over the speed limit? Isn't that everybody's thinking here? That's a good question to ask.
Yeah, no, I have no problem with driving a little bit over the speed limit, or you know, it just my problem is that my brakes.
But you get a ticket for it if you go over the speed limit.
Well, it depends.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going 80 or 90, then you'll get a ticket. But I don't think I think people. Yeah, if everyone's going 70 and a 65, I think you're okay. You know.
What about the other two guys here? You guys think it's okay to go 5 miles over the speed limit?
Okay.
I guess no one cares.
Okay, I think we've had enough of the great interstate driving debate. Guys,
okay.
Thanks a lot for calling in.
All right, bye.
The show on here. And anyway, great job, and really appreciate the call. So, Judge, we'll talk to you soon. Hope you tune in again every week. Are you there, Matt Man? It says waiting for host to call in. So I guess it's just me. I wanted to give a shout-out to Lewis, who is in the chat room. Got any signs on the back of your truck, Lewis? And anybody else who would like to call in to the show, the number is 661-244-9852. Feel free to give us a call. And hopefully Matt Man will call back in pretty quick like.
Thank you, Time Warner.
Hey, thanks for calling in, Matt. You know, it's always good to have the host in the host queue.
Oh my God. The internet.
Would you hang up on yourself?
No, the internet crashed.
Oh.
I'm back.
Anyway, Lewis is in the chat room. Louis or Lewis, however you pronounce his name. Are you there?
Louis!
Yeah.
Mr. Nambla. How's that nice?
Yeah, he's
North
got...
American man.
He's got a truckload of illegals he needs to haul back to Mexico. So
God. I apologize, everyone. I'm standing here talking, and I'm looking at my little router thing, and there's no lights on. Time Warner.
Oh, well, that's okay. And we have another caller, area code 510. You're on.
I'm going.
Hey, Jay, this is a shout-out from Alameda, from Linda Medrano and Alex Thompson, just listening to you from our nice and cloudy Alameda, California home.
Nice. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're just doing just fine.
Glad you could get up early for the show. That's pretty early out there.
Well, Linda Wayne made a point of getting to bed early, and she wanted to make sure she had her alarm clock set so she would get up exactly at the right time so she would catch her show. And she did.
You're kidding.
That is very sweet of her. And, in fact...
Oh, I'm thoroughly aroused right now.
Here she is right now. Stand by, Jay. Hit that mic.
Hey, Jay. Good morning.
Hola, babe. How you doing?
Hola to you. This is so exciting. Somebody who's on the radio. I don't even know how to act. This is just really like, wow, it's really Jay.
It really is. And
yeah,
and the Matt Man is here, too.
Do you have on your hat?
No, I do not have the hat on today. No, I don't have the horns on, and that might be why the show is not going well.
Well, I think it is. I think you just need to maybe bring up something controversial and have people react to it all over the place like all the crazy shows do.
We're above that.
I'm not going to talk to you anymore like this, but I'm going to email you afterwards.
Okay.
Okay, sweetie. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks for calling in. Have a great day.
You too.
That was kind of a hot phone call.
Oh, I'm telling you. Yeah. You got everybody needs to. Linda's blog is the good, the bad, the worst. And I'm telling you what, she's the good and the bad, and the bad is pretty good. Okay, that didn't make any fucking sense. Whatever.
Well, you was stupid, so it did. Let's see. We've had technical glitches now. That was fun.
Yes, always fun. You know it's going to happen at some point. At some point, I mean every single week.
Well, the thing is, I have never had, and this could be kind of a pet peeve, too, if you have troubles with your cable or internet company. I have never had trouble in 3 years or so with Time Warner, and it's just been the last week. It crashes for like 10 minutes at a time sporadically, and I don't know what the problem is.
It's kind of like those rolling brownouts.
Exactly.
I was going to tell you that we might get a caller, someone who might call in from church this morning. I was
really?
Talking to somebody later this week, and they said that they were going to be in church because they had a commitment that they had a family member is going to be singing, and they were going to be there. And I said, well, you should call from church. And they said that they would really love to try to do that if they could. They thought they could get away with it. They might do it. So kind of, it probably won't happen, but it would be pretty awesome. And if it doesn't happen, we'll see if we can pull this off at some point while we're still on Sundays, because I think somebody calling this show from church would be pretty awesome, just to see if the church gets hit by lightning. And, of course, I would do it. I would go to church, then call in, except that God took a restraining order out on me. I'm doing a one-man show here, apparently, people. This is great stuff. So, anyways, the guest call-in number is 661-244-9852. If anybody would like to call in and take Matt's place again. Let's see what's happening in the chat. Well, let's see who all is in the chat room. We got Average Chick 2 is in the chat room. We got Candy Lynn. And you know, one of my pet peeves is I have to make the text bigger on the computer now, because I can't read anything as I continue to get older. Catcher Dude's mom is in the chat room. Clay Perry, Curious Chris, Dana Lou, Dr. Anonymous, a couple of guests. H-O-L-G-E-R-K, I don't know how you'd pronounce that. I don't want to offend anybody. And Luis is in. And Proof Rock, how you doing? So, got a pretty good lineup in the chat room there. And I see that the Team USA basketball beat Slovakia 99-77. I'm sure everybody was wondering about that.
This is unbelievable.
Hey! Hey, glad you could join us, Matt Man.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I think I am going to go to – I don't know what's going to happen next week. Oh, this is great. I am back now, though?
You're on right now.
All right, good.
Having a good time.
I'm just standing here waiting for it to crash again.
Okay, and we have a caller. We have a caller. 816, you're on with Stupid.
What's up, J-Man?
Going on?
Not much. Hey, cameraman in Kansas City. What's up, fellas?
Betcha. How's it going?
It's good. Hey, y'all were talking about pet peeves earlier, and I got a sports pet peeve. Can we get rid of all the old farts on the sideline that are holding up the signage sticks so they can stop getting freaking run over like they did last night several times?
Yeah, I don't know. That's these guys are obviously guys who can't even get a job as a greeter at Walmart. So the only thing left for them to do is to run the sticks on the sideline. And we don't even really need the sticks. I mean, to be honest with you, we could do all this electronically, and we could put a little robot there on the sideline. It'll just run down, and we don't even need those old men.
But, yeah,
you know, speaking of the sideline. Yeah, I saw that. He got flattened.
Yeah.
Well, you know, an 88-year-old man up against an NFL player, he's not going to win that battle.
No. And the same thing for the new rule where now they have the back judge, or the guy that sits right behind the linebacker and stuff. Now that they got him opposite the referee. They're talking about safety. It's for safety. It's like, well, if it's for safety, how about you make those guys come in at, you know, under 200 pounds?
Yeah, I mean, you got,
I mean, have you seen some
you
of
know,
those
like,
guys? Jesus.
You got running backs. You know, like Brandon Jacobs, the running back for the Giants, is, you know, 6'4", 270 pounds.
Oh, he's up.
I mean, that would have been your biggest offensive lineman, you know, 10 years ago.
Right, yeah.
That guy's a monster.
Yeah, some of these guys need to, you know, go back to their offices and do that work instead of coming out to the NFL. I think most of them are, you know, guys that are, you know, and most of them are like ex-lawyers, or, you know, they've got some kind of free time, and it's like, you know, At least be, at least if you're gonna come, at least be like Ed Hockley or something, you know, like this superhero referee or something, you know?
Yeah. Ed Hockley is a big man. That dude. You know, I don't guess they do. I don't guess they do HGH and steroid testing for referees, but if they do, I think
exactly.
He'd be the first one you'd want to do the test because he is big. But hey, how'd your Cowboys do this weekend? I'm just,
oh, dude, it was almost like watching the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, was it bad? Oh, that's unfortunate.
It was brutal. It was brutal. I can't even use the line that's only preseason. I mean, it was beyond even preseason football.
That did look like the first
scrimmage of the year. It was like watching my neighborhood Pop Warner. Yeah. Oh, it was terrible. I turned it off. There's other ways to waste a Saturday night.
Oh, yeah, like on Twitter.
Exactly. All right, fellas, y'all have a good show. Enjoy listening to you guys.
All right. Thanks for calling in, bud.
All right, man. We'll call y'all later. See you.
All right. You still there, Matt? So I said, oh, Louis says he's got to go. Breakfast is ready. Well, hope you scramble you up a big, big pile of E. coli tainted eggs there, Louis. It'll be good stuff. So I guess we're going to say, I wonder if Matt's going to call back in again. Or we might just kill this show and then delete it and then pretend it never happened. And we might start an all new show next week. We might title it I'm with Stupider. And then if that doesn't work out, we'll go to Stupidest and Uber Stupid and Galactically Stupid. And then we'll switch to I'm with Ugly and I'm with Morons. I don't know. We'll figure it out. But so anyway, we had our fantasy draft this morning. Teams looked pretty balanced. Looked like the Pantless Freaks look like, and the New York Rockers both look like they have pretty good lineups. I think they look like the best two teams so far. Yeah, the Matt dropping off the line bit is something we might we just might do every week because this is quality right here.
Hi-oh!
Oh, Matt just plays sound files. You know, because I got some new sound files. I got the John McEnroe.
You cannot be serious.
And we got this one, which this describes Matt right
now. I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
And don't forget, kids, we're only a couple of weeks away from. No, I'm not hanging up on Matt on purpose, but that would be hilarious. And, Kim couldn't be with us today, but we do have a couple of snippets from Kim from last week. Or not, because I can hear Matt's computer in the background. He's back on the line.
Am I?
Sorry, I don't know if you guys are reading the chat room, but all the ladies are turned on.
Are you there, Matt?
I don't know. Am I?
Yeah, you're there.
Yay!
You think you can make it another 14 and a half minutes? I'm just asking.
I don't think so. I had to reshape the aluminum foil on my antenna to get what I got now.
You might have to go to Walmart and get one of those disposable cell phones. And call in using it.
It's not the phone. It's, oh my God. What can I do? I would like.
Well, no, but I mean, it's. Yeah, I mean, why? But if you have the cell phone, then when Time Warner goes down, it won't matter. You'll still be on.
Yeah, I know.
Either that or
no,
maybe
I'm
you can get one of the neighbors. Maybe you can get one of the neighbors' phones. The old man down the hall that has Parkinson's.
No, oh my God, he's a mess. He's not only got Parkinson's. This guy is a mess, people. He's not only got Parkinson's, he's got Tourette's syndrome. He stands in the hall shaking and cussing the entire day. It's the most amazing thing. But then he's.
I think we want video of that.
Because when you walk past him, he goes, "Oh, don't mind me. Don't mind me." Okay.
Okay, then. 847, you're on the air. You're with Stupid. 847.
I was going to bail you out, Jay, but it looks like Matt managed to bail you out. My pet peeve is BPR talk show hosts that drop off the line all through the show.
Those rude bastards.
Sorry about that. Actually, I wanted to talk about grocery store pet peeves and how people will be in the middle of the aisle so you can't get by on the left or the right, and they'll look at you and just sit there.
Very, very rude. Extremely rude people. Oh, yeah. And, you know, the other thing they do is they walk in front of you. Like, you know, you're staring at, you know, you got, you know, what, 16 different kinds of Vienna sausages, and you're trying to find the original ones, the regular ones that you want. And somebody will, like, stand in front of you. They're not going to get a Vienna can of Vienna sausage. They just want to stand in front of you.
Because they know that people should not eat those things.
No, they're looking for the spam is what they're doing.
Damn right.
Well, and the spam hangs out with the Vienna sausage, but fortunately, spam...
It's practically the same thing.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
It's not even close.
You know, and if you don't want Vienna sausage, just go get a package of hot dogs and cut them up and make them small. It's the same.
Not at all.
Vienna sausages don't taste like anything else. Thank goodness.
They look like curling thumbs.
But I will say one thing that they're not good at. They're not good drunk food, which seems a little weird because usually the grosser something is, the better it is drunk food. But it's not.
Well,
not
I
good
would
drunk
think
food at
opening the can drunk could be hazardous because they have that little pull tab with the
little dangerous.
Egg. That's bad.
Little dangerous.
Kind of like Mickey's malt liquor used to be. Hello? Am I still
I don't think
Mickey?
I've ever had Mickey's.
I've never had
Mickey's. Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
I might have in college at some point, but this was a long time ago. Dana, you there?
I'm here.
Oh,
yeah,
I
don't drop off the show like Matt does.
I thought it was catching there for a second.
No, my phone service is dependable.
Mine used to be until we started the show.
You know, sometimes karma is a strange thing, Matt.
That was the first word that popped into my head about 20 minutes ago.
Studio audience.
And now you can't even tell if I'm on there or not.
So
I see you
another...
on the switchboard.
I was
go ahead, Dana.
Oh, I have another grocery store pet peeve.
Oh, go ahead.
Can I share?
Two of them.
The damn self-checkout where the people will go with a cart full of groceries and stand there for 30 minutes scanning their order out. I think there should be an item limit on those.
I don't know.
Especially since they never work right. Either that or the people who are trying to use them are too stupid to figure it out. One of the two.
Well, except try to buy alcohol on one of those. Then you got to wait for the little clerk to come over and make sure that you're 21. And I don't know. I'm not quite.
Well,
sure
see now, why don't they just put a sign? Why don't they just put a sign that says no tobacco or liquor products? at self-checkout. I mean, what's the point of self-checkout if they have to send one of the 18-year-old minimum wage flunkies over there?
Who can't ring up your alcohol anyway.
That's a pretty good idea, Jay. You're quite lucid at times.
Sunday mornings, 11 Eastern. That's it.
Exactly. This is when I'm at my best, after I've had my Frosted Flakes. Listen, watched a few YouTube videos, a little rock and roll to get myself going.
I was watching a YouTube video this morning, but I only got halfway through it, and then the computer died. It was like an omen.
Okay, guys, I'm going to let you go. I'm done with my pet peeves. So,
okay.
Matt, stay on
okay.
the line. Okay.
We'll see if we can make it another 8 minutes.
You can do it. You can do it.
Go,
okay.
Maddie,
have a great one, guys.
Bye.
Oh, yes, average
Bye-bye.
Chick. Yes, the chat room is censored by Block Talk Radio. No dirty words are allowed in the chat. Oh, yeah, you have to be creative with them. You have to put spaces between the letters and use euphemisms and stuff like that. You can't just say naughty words.
Did you say
euphemisms? Euphemisms. That's a big word. Yeah, it's a big word for you.
I've had it.
We really didn't play enough sound files for everybody to drink this morning, but it is important to know why we drink.
We drink because it's good. Because it feels better than unbuttoning your collar. Because we deserve it. We drink because it's what men do.
Exactly. Roger Sterling there. Some words of wisdom this morning. Mad Men on at 10 p.m. Eastern tonight. A little shout out for Mad Men, my favorite TV show. We need to get Christina Hendricks on the show. From that, she's the voluptuous redhead from Mad Men. We need to get her on. I'm sure she's listening.
Well, I had another idea, Jay, too. You know, once this show takes off, in order to keep it going, we're going to use the same formula that the networks use. It's going to be I'm with Stupid, and then we're going to have I'm with Stupid Miami, I'm with Stupid LA. I thought that'd be great. We could be stupid all over the place.
That's right. And we'll be, and then eventually it'll be I'm with Stupid Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia.
That's right.
I'm with Stupid Burkina Faso.
Hell yeah.
I'm with Stupid London. I'm with Stupid Cape Town.
And we never got to Glenn Beck today.
Yeah.
I
we never
bad.
Got around to the... Yeah. for Glenn. But I avoided the entire thing yesterday, though. And I even avoided it on Twitter by unfollowing anybody who was tweeting about it.
Speaking of Twitter, we're going to have a post-show buffet on Twitter today, aren't we?
I'm sure. We'll whip something up.
Provided I have a connection.
Yes, the post-show buffet brought to you by Egg Farms in Iowa.
They would make a good corporate sponsor.
And the beef distributors in the Northeast, who just recalled all of their hamburger meat.
Speaking of Glenn Beck, though, this came up the other day because I was off on Wednesday. On Wednesdays, the highlight of my day, sadly enough, is 5 o'clock watching Fox News because Glenn's on there. And I loved it because he was talking about because Sarah Palin is from Alaska. She's just like this Svengali of energy. She knows it all about energy. So I was thinking, since I'm from Ohio, does that make me I guess I know everything about corn.
And illiteracy. Oh, that wasn't very nice,
now.
Was it?
We, you know what's funny about that? That little jab came from a guy from Arkansas.
Exactly. That's what made it both funny and a little ironic and hypocritical.
When it should be pronounced Arkansas. You guys can't even get that right. Now, what do you call yourselves?
We are Arkansans. Or
okay.
We're Arkansasers. It's a big debate. Been raging for 150 some odd years now.
That's all you people have to do down there, isn't it?
There's not much else going on. I mean, you live in a dry county, then really the only thing to discuss is Arkansans or Arkansasers. But there is a seriously, there is a seriously hot chick on MSNBC right now, talking about the talking about the Emmys tonight. I've got the volume down, but but I don't think I need the volume. Okay. Quite all right. It's kind of like when I used to watch the show Charmed with Alyssa Milano. Just turn the volume all the way down, and
are you gonna be
that's the best part of the show.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm fine. Perfectly all right.
Okay. At least when we lost me, it was because of a connection problem, not some chick on TV.
Yeah. Well, I'm easily distracted, but I'm okay.
What do we got, like 3 or 4
oh,
minutes?
And here we go. We got breaking news. President Obama will speak from New Orleans this afternoon. The graphic's already been taken down. I don't know what time. Oh, well. And they've got and MSNBC has one of their hot chick. I don't even know her name either. There in New Orleans. Used to be on in the afternoons.
Contessa Brewer?
No, but I think she's Indian. I think this chick is. Or black. Not to offend anybody, but I don't really know. She has a funny name. This show really should have ended about 5 minutes ago, shouldn't it?
Oh, shit. Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, we didn't get any call in from church today. That's unfortunate. Maybe next week.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm composed now. That was pretty
okay,
good.
Okay, then.
Unintentional timing is the best. You've got to save that sound wave right there, Jay. She's either Indian or black. That may have been the funniest thing you've ever said. And that's going some. Thank God, I finally heard the computerized voice.
Is it almost over?
Yes, we've got like 60 seconds left. We're almost there.
Tamron Hall. Okay, it's not that funny of a name. Tamron Hall.
God. I wrote about her once. She's one of my faves.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, man.
I had to look that up on Google. It took me a minute. But I got it in before the end of the show. So.
Oh, my God.
So. Yeah, I don't think we'll be getting too many snippets from this week's show, which is going to last about 13 seconds after the archives appear. And join us next week for our new show, name of which will be announced at some point during the week.
We could just change the title every week.
God. Well, this was fascinating.
Well. Oh, thank God.
7 seconds. Jesus. And it's over. Yeah. Okay. Well, we're still being recorded, so we should probably hang up.
I know that now.
And I'll give you.
Go ahead.
Oh, it's working fine now, right?
Oh, of course it is.
Yeah. Okay. I tell you what. I'll give you a call here in just a couple of minutes, and we can, if you want, and we can we can review. Okay.
Oh, my God. Okay.
All right.